Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for all those joining us for Holy Mass this day, whether listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Once again, my name is Father Mark Melezov. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass here at the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage that the faithful return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for our Sunday obligation. And today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Stephen of Hungary. The law of truth was in his mouth. No dishonesty was found on his lips. He walked with me in integrity and peace, and turned many away from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant your Church, we pray, Almighty God, that she may have St. Stephen of Hungary, who fostered her growth while a king on earth, as her glorious defender in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea. And yet you are a man and not a god, however you may think yourself like a god. Oh yes, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, you have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have thought yourself to have the mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their swords against your beauteous wisdom. They shall run them through your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down to the pit there to die, a bloody corpse in the heart of the sea. Will you then say, I am a god, when you face your murderers? No, you are a man, not a god. Hand it over to those who will slay you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. For I have spoken, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord. It is I who deal death and give life. It is I who deal death and give life. I would have said, I will make an end of them and blot out their name from men's memories, had I not feared the insolence of their enemies, feared that these foes would mistakenly boast. It is I who deal death and give life. Our own hand won the victory. The Lord had nothing to do with it, for they are people devoid of reason, having no understanding. It is I who deal death and give life. How could one man rout a thousand, or two men put 10,000 to flight, unless it was because their rocks sold them, and the Lord delivered them up. It is I who deal death and give life. Close at hand is the day of their disaster, and their doom is rushing upon them. Surely the Lord shall do justice for his people. On his servants he shall have pity. It is I who deal death and give life. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but not for God. But for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Of my grandparents, both of my grandparents on my father's side have passed away, but I have both of my grandparents on my mother's side. And my grandpa in particular, I enjoy talking to, but it's maybe more listening to, because when I get together with my grandpa, he tends to do most of the talking. He likes to share stories of the past, things that have happened, what he ate the last week, what the deals are at Festival Foods, all these things he kind of just likes to share. So I do a lot more listening than I do talking. But I like to hear about how things were, and he shares a lot of his wisdom. And maybe because he's been around a little bit longer than me, he's got more wisdom to share just from his own experience. But as he shares that, he passes it on to me, and hopefully that's something I'll be able to pass on to whatever flock I may be ministering to, or whatever it is. It's sort of the beauty that we have in our world, in our lives, that those that have been around longer than us, that they pass the wisdom down, the things that they've learned, the stuff that went well, the stuff that maybe didn't go so well, so we don't fall into the same trap, but they pass that on. I mention this today because of the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Stephen of Hungary, who was alive around the late 900s to right around 1000 AD. And in particular, he was born a pagan, but he was baptized, eventually became the king of Hungary. They honor him in a great way today because he was their first king. But also not only was he their societal ruler, but also one of their religious rulers as well, religious leaders. Because for him, the faith was a very important aspect of his life. Like I said, he was born a pagan, but he was baptized and received the faith and wanted to pass it on to his people. One of the greatest things he could pass on to his people is that of the faith. But I mentioned at the beginning of this homily a little bit with my grandpa passing on wisdom, because there's a well-known document known as the Admonitions that oftentimes is attributed to him, advice that he's giving to his son. As we may know back then, kings and all that, usually it was the son that would take over after the father, so on and so forth. Usually how it was. There wasn't a whole lot of democracy back then. So he knew at some point his son would be the next king of Hungary. And he passed on this letter, this wisdom for him to know. But I think it's important for us to hear as well, because there were 6 things that he told them, be. It started with be, so it's a command. So listening to him as his father to do these things. The first thing he said was to be strong. Obviously, it's a good trait to have because, as we know, life isn't particularly easy. And so we need that perseverance. We need that strength to carry on. But when it comes to the spiritual life, of course, that comes from Jesus. It's not just strength within ourselves, but strength that comes from the Lord. That's more powerful than our own strength, the most powerful thing that we could have, which is why it's so beautiful that we have the Holy Mass. As we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, receive that grace, that strength to continue on, so to be strong. He also said to be humble, which is a good thing, because it seems in our world today there's not a whole lot of humility out there. People like to post this or that, look at me, look at this, look what I've done, so on and so forth. Rather, he's reminded, be humble, recognizing who we are. We are the disciples. We are not the teacher. We are not the master. We listen to the Lord. And so it's an important reminder for us as well to recognize our place, not to put that in a bad way, but nope, we're the creatures. God is the creator. And though we certainly share nice things about ourselves, we have to remember that humility is an imitation of Jesus, so we're called to be humble as well. He also said, be gentle. Oftentimes, if somebody has hurt us, it's very easy to sort of be harsh, to be quite direct. But he talks about that, be gentle. Just as the Lord is gentle with us, with our own sins, our own transgressions, and as he forgives us, we're called to do that to others as well. So to be gentle as well. He also talks about to be honorable, which is maybe a word that's not used a whole lot today, but there's something to that, to be honorable. I think maybe what encapsulates that is this, that if you give somebody your word, it actually means something. Scriptural, when you say, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no, that we're honorable, that something that we do wouldn't give dishonor to our name, our family name, whatever it might be, or our faith, that we truly live out as Christians, not just in thought, but in reality, that we are honorable in our deeds and in our words. Fifth one is to be moderate. To be moderate, kind of the middle of the road. It's always a good place to be. St. Thomas Aquinas would talk about that. Not to be too far one way or the other, and be right in the middle. That's where virtue lies, right in the middle. To be moderate. Then last but not least, to be chaste. To be holy and to be pure. It's a beautiful message for all of us, but I think in particular our youth who are bombarded with different sexual things in our world today, to actually be chaste, to be kept holy, to be kept immaculate. And so we hear these things. To be strong, to be humble, to be gentle, to be honorable, to be moderate, to be chaste. It was advice that he gave to his son, but I hope we take that to heart as well. Because those are all, there's enough in there with just those six things to help us to become saints. But if we're able to do those six, and in particular, if we're able to do this with the strength that comes from Jesus, in particular in the Eucharist, we can be like St. Stephen. We can be all those things. And God willing, we can be a saint as well to join him in heaven with the other saints and with Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And so, trusting in our Heavenly Father, who has given us the gift of this day, we present to him our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that we will elect government leaders who work to protect our God-given freedoms, especially the right to life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord. For the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, that it may continue to grow as a beacon for pilgrims near and far to seek Our Lady's intercession and foster a deeper relationship with Christ, her Son, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are suffering from anxiety, depression, and despair, that they may come to know God's infinite love for them, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Sandy Swanky, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, as we come before you this day, as we strive for holiness in all aspects of our life, we ask that you look kindly upon these prayers, and we ask that you grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Pray. Brothers and sisters, and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifices we offer to your majesty, O Lord, on this feast day of Blessed Stephen, be effective for our salvation and pleasing to you in your loving kindness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled. Their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May you make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Stephen of Hungary, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm with faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. And your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from you. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. For those watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual act of communion. And so we pray. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Let us pray. Nourished by these sacred gifts, we humbly implore you, Lord, that the homage of dutiful service, which we render on the feast day of Blessed Stephen, may bring us an increase of your saving grace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We thank you once again for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon Central for the Holy Mass. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. We continue to ask for the intercession of Our Lady of Good Health as we pray. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.